Kim Dushek, who often works with co-director Ondřej Provaznik, is a two-time winner of the main prize at the Jihlava International Documentary Film Festival, the Czech Republic's most prestigious documentary award. His films A Town Called Hermitage and Coal in the Soul were both shot in the former Sudetenland in North Bohemia, a border region whose Sudeten German inhabitants were expelled from Czechoslovakia after the war. Martin Dušek's latest film deals with his own Sudeten German heritage in a humorous and provocative way. I caught up with the director to speak about why this part of the country continues to inspire him and how he discovered his love for making documentaries.
Everything comes from my grandfather, Leo, who was a great storyteller. And when I was young, I was listening all his stories, and that somehow I always wanted to be like him. And I was watching maybe also too much television in my childhood. So this both things concluded in me becoming a documentary filmmaker.
And you collaborate on a lot of projects with your friend Ondřej Provaznik. When did the two of you decide that you're not going to just be friends but also work together?
We met during our journalistic studies in Prague. Then we started to study television branch or television section of the journalistic studies, and there we started to cooperate. And then the journalistic studies were over, and Ondřej went to FAMU to study script writing, and I became a film journalist. I was a staff writer in the Czech version of Premiere magazine. And then once I met Ondřej on the street, and we haven't seen during last 3 or 4 years. And I remember meeting him at Malostranská and telling him we must do something together to make some film, to come back to our cooperation, and it must be something connected to Germany or something about Czech-German relationships, because our country is too small to make films just for the country. And that's how the poster Nadasist Paradise was born, our first documentary we did together with our producer Sasha Furtula from Netherlands.
And in English, that documentary is called A Town Called Hermitage. Maybe you can describe a bit what that film was about.
Well, it was a portrait of a small city on the Czech-German border, and we kind of portrayed it, uprooted town, which was inhabited by ethnic Germans until the end of the Second World War. And then there was this expulsion of Sudeten Germans, and new people started to come. We found this city in 2004, and there were several groups of people living next to each other, more than together, really. There were Vietnamese people and mentally retarded people, because communists sent all the mentally sick people from all the Czechoslovakia into this area behind the mountains on the border. So we chose several different characters, different lonely characters from this lonely groups of people.
And the film had quite a quirky subject matter, but I believe it was quite well received, and you showed it at a lot of festivals, is that right?
We won the Czech National Prize for the Best Documentary at Jihlava Film Festival, and we went to Göteborg Film Festival in Sweden, which is quite a big event in Scandinavia. And then we traveled with it all around the world, thanks to Czech Center's web. So it was very nice.
And after that first success, you later released another documentary, which also you worked on with Ondřej Provaznik, and it's called in English Coal in the Soul. And I believe it shows a kind of conflict through two characters who are on different sides of a spectrum regarding an issue. What is this issue, and what are these two women fighting about?
We found another subject also in North Bohemia, which is a very specific region, because of the Sudeten German expulsion and the heavy industry put there by communists, and now a high unemployment number. So this issue you were talking about is a coal mining, because there is lots of huge open face lignite mining places with these giant excavators simply eating out the countryside. And now there is one of the last small cities there endangered by the mining, and the city's name is Horní Řetín. But we were not focusing on the subject directly. We were lucky to find two different characters, Libiana, who is a PR manager for the coal mining company, and as an antagonist, there is Hanna, who is an unsuccessful musical singer and green activist, who lives on the castle right above the mining place. And these two ladies, and their very different attitudes to life and the subject of coal mining, made this film, which was also quite successful.
I believe it also won the Jihlava Documentary Award, and you took it to Tel Aviv. Now, how does a foreign audience react to a subject matter that is, in a way, so quintessentially Czech?
I think for Israelis it was very interesting and it was well received, because it's also, you know, the subject is not coal mining in Czech Republic, but it's more about relationship to landscape and to the land and attitude to life. So it was well received because the subject is general.
You already mentioned this, but you live here in Prague, in the Czech capital, but you are from a little town called Česká Lípa, and a lot of your films deal not with Prague, not with other parts of the Czech Republic, but with the Sudeten region. Maybe you could explain why you think this region is interesting and why it keeps coming back in your film work.
It's my homeland. It's my homeland, and really, when I was in Česká Lípa, when I was in school, there were not many kids who could say that their grandparents and grandparents used to live there for years, for generations. And I can say that from both sides, the people were living there for, I don't know if for centuries, but something like that. So I really feel attached to this North Bohemia. As for a documentary film director, it's a region where everything is so concentrated, you know, all the problems and issues which are important for Czech Republic. So it's natural for me to find subjects for my or for our films we are doing together with Ondřej there.
And let's talk a bit about your latest project titled Mein Kroj, and it's very personal and quite provocative. Can you describe the premise, the starting point of this documentary?
When I was a kid, I always wanted to have a fall costume, because we were going to Moravia for holidays, and I saw all the people on horses with these costumes, and I was wondering why we don't have any in Česká Lípa. The only fall costume, which is in Czech, kroj. So the only kroj I had was my pioneer kroj, which was a communist Boy Scouts organization. And 2 years ago, I found out that there is a folk costume from Česká Lípa. And I found out that this kroj was artificially made after the war. It was simply assembled by the local people in the museum from different parts of costumes from different parts of our country. I thought that I can't identify with this fake costume, so I thought that I should make my own folk costume, you know, to have something to identify with, which I did really, you know. I took old jacket or blazer after my grandfather, and I took even the rear lights from old Skoda Octavia I inherited by my grandfather. So I created this folk costume, and I went to Sudeten German Con in Augsburg to this Sudetentag, because my grandfather was half Sudeten German, and his old friends were always inviting him to Sudetentag, and he never went there. So I thought that maybe the invitation, I can use the invitation. I went there to Augsburg, and I was talking with lots of Sudeten Germans, and in majority they are very nice people. They have nothing against Czechs, but there is this Sudeten German Landsmannschaft, which is a political organization, which is, I think, a right Christian orientated. I think that they are using the old story about the expulsion and the old people for their political reasons, which is not good. So the old people quite like my idea of collecting my costume. I was telling them all the stories about my family, about the place I'm coming from. They were laughing together with me, and then even I was dancing in my silly costume among the Sudeten Germans, and a young girl in Tracht in full costume came to me and said, "Oh, you are Sudeten German Borat." So I was very pleased by this reaction of the people there. But the other day it happened that I was expelled from this nice event by the Sudeten Landsmannschaft. So it was all about expellation.
If people told you you went too far with your film or you mocked these people, what would you say to that?
Well, I think that the film shows different reactions. It shows an old guy who liked the idea, and I'm talking with him about expellation. So I wasn't simply mocking the people. Of course, it crosses the line of a good behavior, let's say, but why not? If I wouldn't do that, we wouldn't speak today together. So at least we have something to discuss about. and I liked it very much, you know, to wear the costume and dancing with the Sudeten German. It was like in a dream.
Lastly, I think right now you and Ange are venturing outside of the territory of documentaries, and you have prepared together a project for a feature film. Would you like to tell us a bit about this film, the plot, which stage of production you're in right now?
We always wanted to make something about communism, and we came up with a story of old people, and it should be an action movie with old people, and the subject should be dealing with communism.
Sarah Borivka was talking to